From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest, reporting the African Union force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An Africa Union spokesman says Ethiopian and Somali government troops drove back the assault. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. It has also frozen work permits for more than 200 relatives of the two Palestinian gunmen who attacked a shopping area in Tel Aviv Wednesday. Reuven Rivlin is the president of Israel.
We are really putting our safety in the hands of the Israeli security forces and let the Palestinians understand they cannot break us.
The army says it will be sending hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank with the deployment of an additional two battalions. Iraqi police say two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's capital Thursday have left 22 people dead. One bomb targeted a commercial street in eastern Baghdad. Another explosion hit a bus stop near one of the country's largest military bases. French officials say France's special forces in northern Syria are assisting Kurdish-led militias in a drive to retake a region west of the Euphrates River, currently held by the Islamic State group. The French news agency reports the commandos are not participating in combat in the so-called Manbij pocket. It says they are restricted to advisory and training roles. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Mr. Obama congratulated Clinton for becoming the first woman to gain the nomination of a major U.S. political party. The president was effusive in his praise of Clinton. Mr. Obama made the endorsement after meeting with Clinton's Democratic challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders told reporters outside the White House that he hopes to meet with Clinton soon.
I congratulated her on her very strong campaign. I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders. The United States will have two aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean to support European interests and operations against Islamic State militants. The U.S. Navy says the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower crossed Wednesday into Atlantic waters under U.S. European command on its way to the Mediterranean. The USS Harry S. Truman remains in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, where it arrived last week. China Thursday rejected a warning from Japan about a Chinese naval vessel sailing close to the Senkaku Islands. The territory is claimed by both countries. Japan vowed to protect the territory. Japanese Vice Foreign Minister Akitaka Saiki summoned China's ambassador to express serious concern and to lodge a protest. A chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, told reporters in Tokyo that the Chinese entry into the area is a grave matter and, quoting now, behavior unilaterally escalating tension. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State group, he's back in the country. He's facing terrorism charges. Mohammed Jamal Qawis will be charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. Pakistani authorities say the recent U.S. drone attack that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban while he was in Pakistan has damaged mutual trust between Pakistan and the United States. Senior U.S. officials are due to meet with their Pakistani counterparts on Friday. Indonesian police say they have arrested three men with links to the Islamic State militant group. They were planning attacks in the country's second-largest city during Ramadan. The World Health Organization announced Thursday that Liberia is free of the Ebola virus. The West African country has successfully passed 42 days without a confirmed case of the disease. A retired Canadian-Iranian professor who studies women's studies across the Middle East has been detained in Iran for unknown reasons. Huma Hudfar was arrested on June 6th after a visit to Evin Prison in Tehran. Her family says her passport has been confiscated and she was banned from leaving Iran last March. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.